From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. The Zimbabwe Defense Force says it's rounding up alleged criminals with ties to President Robert Mugabe in order to bring them to justice. The military statement said the individuals were committing crimes that are causing social and economic suffering in the country. The ZDF did release several photos of Mugabe on Thursday, and a broadcaster read a statement from the military.
The ZDF said they are currently engaging with the commander-in-chief, President Mugabe, on the way forward and will advise the nation of the outcome as soon as possible.
Additional photos show Mugabe meeting with South African mediators and military leaders, who still insist this is not a coup. Meanwhile, Mugabe made his first public appearance on Friday. Since the military placed him under arrest, he attended a graduation ceremony in Harare, where the crowd cheered him. In American domestic politics, the U.S. House of Representatives has passed significant changes to the nation's tax code for the first time in three decades. Thursday's victory gives President Donald Trump and congressional Republicans a much-needed win after a year of legislative setbacks, though the bill now faces a much tougher path to passage in the Senate. Ousted Catalan President Carles Puigdemont and four members of his cabinet are expected to appear before a Belgian court on Friday for a hearing in connection with a European arrest warrant issued by Spain. The court must decide whether to extradite them to Spain, where they'd face charges of rebellion and sedition for their roles in the region's independence drive. Voters go to the polls December 21st for an early election ordered by Madrid to, quote, restore normality in Catalonia. From Washington, this is VOA News. Three United Nations agencies have renewed pleas to a Saudi-led coalition to lift a blockade that has halted the flow of essential supplies into Yemen, warning that the lives of untold thousands of people are at stake. Yemenis are protesting in the streets of the capital Sana'a over the blockade, which the World Food Program, the World Health Organization, and UNICEF says puts as many as 7 million people at risk of famine. Fire swept through Cameroon's parliament building in Yaoundé Thursday night, causing considerable damage. Local media reports say the fire spread across several floors of the building. There is no immediate indication that anyone was hurt. The fire occurred just 2 days after the start of the legislative session. Russia has vetoed a U.S.-sponsored Security Council resolution that would have extended the international probe into chemical weapons use in Syria. Nikki Haley is U.S. ambassador to the U.N.
Russia has killed the joint investigative mechanism, which has overwhelming support of this council. And by eliminating our ability to identify the attackers, Russia has undermined our ability to deter future attacks.
The U.N. investigators have blamed the Syrian military for using poison gas, saying the rebels do not have aircraft or the ability to launch such attacks. Syria says that terrorists, its word for the opposition, are responsible. Russia is warning 9 United States government-funded news operations that they'll probably be designated as foreign agents under new legislation. The move is in retaliation to a U.S. demand that Kremlin-supported television station RT register as a foreign agent in the United States. The Russian Justice Ministry said Thursday it has notified the Voice of America, Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, and 7 separate regional outlets active in Russia that they could be affected. The Speaker of Russia's lower house, the Duma, said that the foreign-funded media outlets that refuse to register as foreign agents under the new law would be prohibited from operating in the country. U.S. and Japanese naval forces are conducting their annual bilateral training exercise, seen as a show of force amid North Korea's nuclear and ballistic missile tests. The 10-day exercise in the waters surrounding Okinawa is meant to pressure North Korea and send a strong signal to Pyongyang of the United States' ability to rapidly mobilize a potent military force. The exercise follows joint naval exercises in the Western Pacific involving U.S. and South Korean naval forces. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.